which together cover 40% of the world's economy. Back home, the Western Cape government is encouraging matriculants and university graduates to apply to become tutors in its Year Beyond program for 2017. This program, which is run in over 27 primary and high schools across the province, aims to improve educational outcomes and reduce dropout rates at schools. Premier's spokesperson, Michael Mpofu, says you need to be, among others, have great maths and English marks and not be older than 24 years.
It's to give back to society, to make a positive change in the impact of others. There are those that say, well, you know, maybe I should take a gap year. And we're saying, well, if you're going to take the gap year, take it and volunteer. They'll get an incredible qualification from the Frederick Van Zyl Slabbert Institute for Leadership Development that is run through the Stellenbosch University.
Our top story at this hour, the City of Cape Town says local residents are key to help save water. That's your Smile 90.4 FM News, amplifying the good news in the Mother City.
Money Matters on Smile 90.4 FM.
Government has delayed plans to build nuclear power plants as economic growth stalls, which should ease spending concerns as the country faces the risk of being cut to junk by credit rating companies. Under a new timeline, the first nuclear power is expected to come on stream only in 2037, with a total of just over 20,000 megawatts of nuclear energy added to the national grid by 2050. Volgens Nedbank se twee maandelikse rentekoersbarometer is die kans dat die koers donderdag onveranderd gaan bly 67%. Die president van die Reservebank, Lesetja Kanyago, sal donderdagmiddag in Pretoria aankondig of hy die rentekoers gaan aanpas. Ontleder sê die kans op nog een rentekoersverhoging in die huidige siklus sal styg as die rand verswak. Die regering het die internasionale bestuurskonsultante Bain &